and original songwriting partner Ted Kohler during their Cotton Club days. The version we heard was from the darling of USO shows during World War II, and perhaps the most popular big band singer of her day, Helen O'Connell. Two more songs from the team of, well, actually, we only had time for one more song, from the team of Arlen and Harburg closed out the show. We heard I Love to Singa, and it comes from the 1936 Warner Brothers Merry Melodies cartoon of the same name. Now, this cartoon was directed by Tex Avery, and it tells the story of a young owl who wants to sing jazz instead of play classical music like his parents want him to. Does it sound familiar? This leads to trouble for the young owl, who, billing himself as Owl Jolson, okay, you're getting it now, the whole story is a parody of Jolson's The Jazz Singer, performs I Love to Singa on the radio, and his family, worried sick about him, including his father Fritz, who now regrets throwing his son out, hears him, and they rush to the radio station, and happy ending. We heard Matthew Bore sing it. And speaking of endings, that's gonna do it for me tonight. You've been listening to, thanks for tuning in before I get into all that. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM, also streaming at WRIU.org and available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about on the website. The show is called Picture This, Film Music on the Radio. I'm Wayne Kresser, and until next time, as Ferris Bueller might say, slow down, will ya? Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Okay.
Feelings in danger, like
running back,
you was the one who was moving
tonight,
weird. You
so
think I would chase it?
What?
Like I was the one who was trying to keep calm. I ain't no savior.
Nah.
Beefing, a distant, open up to me.
Open up to
my saying,
Island,
I do and use a smoochie. Light up, feelings is run. She wanna just light up, feelings is run. She wanna just beat me. My mind is always on a race. Can't say that it's first place, but everybody got a place. Back up, I need my space. Daddy's always in the way.
This
everybody keeping me at bay. This is keeping me at. Forget what they said. Listen to me. Every up.
What?
The winter is cold. Put on my jacket. Wear it to bed. Wear it to sleep. I sent you a text. Open it up. Don't leave me on red.
Don't leave me on red.
I said that I miss you. I know I was lying. Get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
Look at you now. You act like a stranger. Can't talk no more.
Nah.
Our feelings in danger,
like
you was the one who was moving weird. You think I would chase you? Like I was the one who was trying to keep calm. I ain't no savior. I'm seeing your name, I'm changing your number and your ringtone.
In your ringtone.
Don't you hit up my phone? I'm telling you, please just leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Money calling my name. I swear I'm waiting for fame.
Bang.
I got that shot like I'm Dame.
Shot.
Can't take me away from this game.
Nah.
He be flashy, I'm taking his chain.
Give me it.
Okay, we give it right back.
Here.
Yeah, dummy, we smoking his pack. I was lying, no giving it back. She's up, already attached, gave the low, got it right on my maps. Gave the low, got it right on my. Look at you now, you act like a stranger. Can't talk no more. Our feelings in danger, like
You was the one who was moving weird. You think I would chase you?
Think I would chase you?
Like, I was the one who was trying to keep calm. I ain't no savior.
Nah.
Got a beef and got a diss and open up to me.
Open up to me.
I'm saying, what am I doing? You was a smoochie. Come
here.
Light up a feelings is run. She wanna just light up a blunt. Feelings is run. She wanna just.
Yes, sir. Just me in the house today. Your host. Dan LaFaz. Again, that was Stranger. Give it up to Jay Swizz. Let's get it. Up next, we got My Everything by Prince Nemo featuring DeAndre.
Rolling down my V, parking right outside your house. Getting ready to see the fight as tonight. Wondering like them, how did I get you?
Prince Nemo featuring DeAndre. This is My Everything.
Can't stop to think for what you've done for me. Remember, I couldn't feel happiness. Want you to know that I appreciate you. You are my world, girl, my everything.
CTB.
Everything that you are is what you mean to me. Love you more, girl, than you'll ever see. So glad I got you, yeah. By my side for life, you are my everything.
Yo, check it. Everything I ever wanted in a woman right there. And you been by my side, so I know that you care. First night that we met, there was something in the air. All it took was one touch and a real deep stare. But I wasn't prepared for the heart that you gave. Had a lot of trust issues way back in the day. And I don't.
Just like a child again. Let me be.
feels like coming back, feels like coming back.
That was Wild Again by the Army of the Navy. This is Room 333 Radio on WRAU Kingston. I'm Peyton.
I'm Gwen.
And we have a special guest with us here today.
Hi.
Who are you? Introduce yourself.
I'm Elena. I'm here often sometimes.
Elena,
I'm back.
Sometimes.
Give us your major favorite color.
Okay.
Favorite snack.
Okay. I'm a senior. My favorite color is green, but a lot of people know that. And favorite snack? Oh, I don't know.
Okay, ASMR.
I've been really liking a hell of a good French onion dip with
Yum.
Tortilla chips.
Oh.
I know the tortilla
chips. I'm not going to yuck your yum.
The
though.
Tortilla chips thing is kind of weird for some people, but I don't mind it. I think it's all right. I like it. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Yeah. What have we been doing?
Well, I just tripped on the way inside.
Oh my gosh, Elena. Elena almost, like, it was almost real bad. Broke her water bottle, too.
Broke my water bottle, but I caught myself. That's all that mattered.
When I caught myself,
I had to stop myself.
Oh, thank you. What have we been up to?
We played oozeball this morning.
Yes.
That was pretty significant, though.
Yeah, we played volleyball in the mud.
Wicked fun.
It was freezing cold. I hope we get, like, a warm year next year.
It warmed up as we got into it, like, later in the day. It was really cold and cloudy in the morning.
That mud is also just...
Yeah, once you get in there, you're diving into water. We got covered in mud by choice.
By choice, because we weren't
getting... A lot of pictures. I think the... I don't know who runs it. Is it... I don't know what group runs it on, like, runs the oozeball thing, but they really, like, they seem to eat that up.
Yeah, so
with all the pictures.
We're
like, can I get a video? Can I get pictures?
Yeah.
We're gonna be posted publicly on the URI, like...
Yeah, we didn't have to ask for pictures. They just wanted to take them.
Because we're so awesome. And like,
we're also...
They look at us and we just exude confidence. And
we're also apparently the reigning champs.
Oh my gosh. I feel awful. That guy was like, he was so sweet.
I know.
But Leah was like, we're the reigning champs.
I was like, that's not true.
That's not true.
We not don't, even, not even a little
we
bit.
We don't make it past the second or third round, like, every year.
And that's okay. That's all I need.
You guys were pretty close this one.
Yeah.
The second.
I think we could have done it.
We could have done it. It's bad luck.
It's okay. We got next year. We'll get him next year.
We'll get him next time.
Other than that,
there's been a few Marble House shows the past few weeks.
We
haven't had the show in a bit.
Yes, we had. It was Easter last week, and then the Guild Prom was the week before, and then we had Rhode Island College Battle of the Bands, and then. Guildy Fest is next Saturday, the 3rd. So that will be fun.
That will be fun.
And then it's the end of the year.
Yep.
That's sad.
Three more days of classes.
Ugh.
And then Elena's a super senior.
And I'm a super senior!
On year 6? Nope.
No! Holy moly. You don't age me like that.
You're five, sorry, you're five.
I'm already getting aged as it is. Please don't do
that. No, Molly likes to say that Elena's 24.
Yeah, like what?
you're actually 35 and thriving.
Yeah, I'm actually 47 and I'm really making it to the big leagues.
Elena's actually getting drafted into the WNBA next year.
Watch me in the draft.
Where did you get that hat, Elena?
I don't know. Kristen put it on my head. Also, Kristen's in the room, but doesn't want to be on mic, which is okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Elena actually, on top of pharmacy, is getting drafted into the WNBA. She is competing in the National Golf Tournament next month. She is doing a triathlon this summer, actually.
Yeah, I'm doing an Ironman.
She's doing Yeah,
Damn, I got y'all good with that one.
She's doing Ironman. She's also
What's that mud race?
What?
Oh,
do you know what I'm talking
about? Yes.
What is that called?
Whatever it is, she's doing it.
Yeah. You have to like climb a wall, but you're covered
in mud. Yes. She's also enlisting into the army.
I was gonna say I'm leaving drafted actually.
Not just drafted them into
the
WNBA.
Deep down the uniform.
You said that to me before, too.
She practically wears that uniform with the clothes she wears.
And, like, the slick back bun and the hat. Yeah.
Dude, if I wear my green shorts with my combat boots and, like, a green top with, like, a slick back bun and I just walk into, like, the coffee house, I'll, like, be, like, I'm enlisted into the army.
Yeah.
People would believe you, I think.
2026.
Yeah.
I'm going to war.
She's getting drafted into the WNBA and also into war.
Into war time.
She's getting drafted.
So should I play my next song?
Yeah.
So, I've actually never listened to this song before.
Okay.
Oh. Love that.
But I wanted... Uh-oh. Okay, never mind. I wanted to do it from the same album as my first song, Fruit for Flies, by the Army, the Navy, and this is Play the Music.
I liked that song.
I did too.
I love a saxophone.
We know.
Guys, we also found out this summer Elena's shaving her head bald.
clean bald. She's gonna get washboard abs. How did that joke even start?
Yeah. I don't remember. Honestly, it was like, I know it was the first time like really hanging out. Like it was like all of us with like Molly.
Yeah, and we were talking about like, what was it? Bald head, washboard abs, yeah. Two boyfriends, one girlfriend.
For some reason, I do not remember how that came to be, but that was like,
I don't either. But it's
a running joke for a second.
It's so funny.
It's good.
I'm pondering. So, okay. What do?
Why'd you look at me and laugh?
No, because I was laughing at myself.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I'm laughing at myself. Elaine, do you have any questions?
Someone's like in a meeting.
Turn the tables today.
Yeah, you're hosting this show today, Elaine.
That's a lot of pressure for me that I don't think I'm ready to handle. I guess since we're heading into summer, I'm trying to think if there's like any like goals anyone has for summer in regards to like
anything I like
really.
That.
Like, I'm going to try to do more pottery and play more of my instruments to kind of just like spend time being creative.
Philadelphia 2026. Come on.
And also going back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, Payne Turner, we're coming back.
We're going back.
We mean business this time.
Well, you could pick me up on the way there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And then, hey, it'd be better. We can all be together about the journey there.
Yeah.
And the wait for us.
Yeah.
Like, you said it at the same time and you gave her the dirtiest look and you both said yeah at the same time.
I want to sleep a lot this summer.
That's not like a goal. You can do that anyways.
Like, but like
I'm gonna need summer I won't hear from you till
you
like
be
afternoon.
Sleep and work and be awesome and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, now that I actually have like a job that is gonna pay me well. I'm excited for that because then my doors open up to so many more opportunities.
I would love to find
to spend more money.
I can get maybe more tattoos. Maybe I can get some good clothes.
True. I would love to get a new job. That's a goal. Mm. If anybody from my job is listening, no, I don't. What? No, I totally want to stay at work over the summer. But I would like to find a new job, and that's a goal. That's a big goal.
It is a big goal. What about you, Payne?
Well, I'll be working this summer, so I'm going to have a lot of money, so that'll be nice, compared to, like, last summer where I couldn't find a job.
Yeah.
So, just, like, relax, maybe pick up a new hobby.
Yeah.
I don't really have time for hobbies at the moment.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
Slay.
Get into it.
Get into it.
Get into it. Yeah.
Should I play my next song?
Sure.
Go for it.
Next song, banger. This is Toro by Remy Wolf.
Magic and guitar. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you better. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
So
questions?
Yes, actually. I have two really good ones.
Okay.
One of them I feel like we've talked about, like, not on the show, but, like, just in general. I feel like we've talked about. So I'll ask that one first.
Okay.
What is one thing that, like, you have never tried before, but you think you could be really good at?
Oh, God.
Didn't I talk about that last, like, the last time I was here?
Yes.
Did you? Did we talk about that?
That's, like, a big question I have for people.
What'd you say?
I don't even remember. I don't know why rugby is the first thing that comes to mind.
I think you would be so good.
I almost did it. Kristen remembers probably, but we used to know someone who was on the rugby team, and I almost did it because she was like, we need more people. I was like, I could probably do it, but I'm so scared of, like, getting injured, like, bad, because you can in rugby.
Yeah.
And, like, getting hurt in general is, like, a big thing I hate, which sounds like, that's common sense, I feel like, but, like, I don't know. Like, it holds me back from, like, doing things like that because I'm, like, so scared of getting hurt.
Yeah. My other question, I'll ask that because I guess we went over that. If you were to teach a class, like a college, like...
I don't know anything.
If you were to teach a class, like a 300 to 500 kid college lecture on anything, and you think you would be, like, spectacular at it, what would the topic be? Like, you could make the curriculum, like, make the class whatever you wanted.
What's yours? What?
The history of 21 Pilots.
I was going to say a Pride and Prejudice class.
Yeah.
So I could have an excuse to make people watch it and also analyze it and talk about it all I want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I know, I feel like that's a hard one. Because you have to, like, think of something that's, like...
That I know enough, well enough.
Yeah, well, and also, like, that would be, like, big enough to, like, make a course out of.
Yeah.
I
think mine would be more of, like, an elective. Mine's not really, like, a class.
I think it could be a class, like an English class.
I know, but, like, how... I mean, I guess I can really go into it, of, like, all the different meanings, but I think that'd still be, like, a short class. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would probably do some sort of, like, movie thing.
Mm.
I don't know what, though. Maybe a Little Women one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know, like... Like, with the book and, like, multiple different movies and, like, stuff about the author, so.
There's a lot you can cover with that. And I've loved it ever since I met you, Joe.
It's no use, Joe.
It's no use, Joe.
Gotta
have it out. I've been in love with you ever since I met you, Joe.
That movie is so sad.
I have another one. If you could travel back to literally one specific time in your life, like, one event.
Jesus.
What would that event be? Like, what, like.
Wow.
From any time in your life.
That's tough.
Like, when immediately my brain goes to, like, bad things. Like, that's the thing. Is, like,
why
I can't
would you
think
want
of,
to relive that?
No, I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying, like, that's why it's hard to think of. It's because, like, I think of, like, all the, like,
bad
ridiculous
thing,
stuff.
Like, doing things differently.
True.
Damn. That. Wow. Ouch.
I know, I'm even trying to think.
Yeah, like, see, like, that's a really hard one. Like, ask on the spot. I don't know. Oh, this is, like, not significant whatsoever, but it was, like, one of the funniest days of my life, to the point where I wrote down the exact date and time in my notes, is when, like, my old friend in high school, he fell in front of the entire cafeteria, and the sound that it made, and the way he fell, I jumped up out of the cafeteria, like, table that I was in, I was, like, crying and, like, slapping my hand on the table. It was so funny to me. I would pay money to get the security camera footage of that. Because it is I don't think I've ever laughed that hard, ever.
You should have tried to, like, bargain with them to get
pay
that
for
footage.
It. Yeah.
You should have been like, oh, somebody got really bullied that exact date and time.
And like, we need to run it back.
We're like, we don't see anybody getting bullied, we just see somebody eating. I can't think of it. No swearing on air.
Don't pull a me.
Like, no swearing.
Censored yourself.
No swearing on air.
Well, that's a good one, even though it's, like, not, like, super crazy or, like, nothing, anything that has to do with me, but I guess it's just, that's, like, the hardest I've ever laughed in my life, I think.
I'm trying to think, what's the hardest I've ever laughed? One of my favorite moments was, it was in middle school, during lunch. Remember how, like, this is so weird and, like, niche. Know how Cheetos used to do the thing where, like, if you found a Cheeto in, like, a fun shape, like,
oh, yes.
You could send them a picture and they'd, like, give you, like, a discount or something.
I've never heard of that.
I know I have.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, I have the date. I wrote it down. It's November 19th, 2019 at 11:36 a.m. And I just wrote, like, I mean, I don't know why I was going to, like, censor the person's name. It's just, like, someone, it's, like, a random name. It's just Noah. But I put Noah's epic fail, LOL, LOL, LOL. But I wrote down the exact time because I was like, I need to recall this later on.
Yeah. That's so funny. I was in middle school and Jimmy got, like, a bag of Cheetos and found a Cheeto that looked like, it looked like a little like a little man. Like, it looked like a stick figure of man. And we were like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And then because we were laughing so hard because Jimmy was so happy about it, all of the paraprofessionals came over and were like, what are you guys laughing at? And then Jimmy showed them and they're like, wait, that's so cool. We need to tell everybody. We need to show all the paraprofessionals. So they went to grab the rest of the paraprofessionals and then Jimmy ate it. And when they came back, they were so upset. I don't think I've ever seen a room in that much distraught before. Like, it was the funniest, like, I don't know. It was just so stupid, but that's a very fond memory. No, I remember
that brought me back. I totally forgot about that whole thing with, like, the fun-looking Cheetos thing. That's funny.
I like that. I can't think of, like, a funniest moment.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh a lot, so it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about recently?
Yeah.
Recently? I don't know.
I can think of a time I don't want to go back to, and that was the other day when I got into a hit and run.
Oh, do you want to tell that story a little?
Yeah, I do. So,
because if she's listening, which she's not. But.
Yeah, at 7:30 in the morning, I was heading to school from Narragansett, and I was at the intersection, and I was just, you know, slowly making my way up. The light turned green, and this girl slammed into the back of my car.
Hat flies off head.
Yep, my hat flew off my head. I pulled into the parking lot thinking she'd follow me. She did not follow me. She lied and told me that she was going to turn around. She did not come back. I had to file a police report. And I was freaking out because I had an exam at 11. But I luckily got it pushed back and took it later and got a 90. But that girl ended up running away so she could come to class here. So
at the University of Rhode Island.
Yeah. So that wasn't fun. I remember that just now.
But hey.
Get that bag, girl.
Bag to cover the back of my car that's scratched up.
Yeah.
I feel like a time I would want to go back to, it's not really, like, good or bad. I just, like, wish, like, either, like, late elementary school, middle school, like, and even, like, into high school, like, I wish that I, like, locked more into dance so I would have been, like, really good and, like, kept doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the cello. I could have done big things with the cello if I continued with it after fifth grade, I feel like. I feel like I could have been really good at the cello.
What instrument did... Because, like, we had to play an instrument.
Yeah,
yeah, so did we. Yeah. We had to play some kind of string instrument in elementary school, and then we could
specifically
switch...
Specifically
string? Yeah, and then we could move from string to, like, brass instruments if you wanted to, or you could keep it in middle school. So I went from cello, which I was good at, and then I switched to the trumpet, because I don't know why. The trumpet really spoke to me, and I was... horrible at the trumpet, and I did not care about playing the trumpet, and I still have my trumpet. Maybe I can bring it back this summer. Another goal.
I played viola.
I played the clarinet for maybe 2 months.
Oh my god, my sister played the clarinet. Horrible. I would hear that, like, across, like, the hallway. Yeah, not good.
My sister played the saxophone, and I played the clarinet, and my poor mom. I have my recorder from, like, third grade still.
Oh, yes.
Purple.
Recorder karate. Yes. Did you do that?
Yes.
And you got the belt?
The little belt? Little string belt?
No. Yeah, like, if you, like...
That was made good.
If you passed the quizzes, you got, like, a new, like, colored string added to the... at the end of the recorder, so it was, like, karate belt.
I'm a black belt at the recorder.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Watch me play Hot Cross Buns. See what happens.
See what happens.
I want to learn how to play the harmonica this summer.
Ooh,
that's I like that. That's fun. Just whip out the harmonica in the middle.
You learn harmonica, I'll learn spoons.
I do the little, like, what's those, like, little wooden things that, like, you, like, clap them.
Yes,
or I love those.
We can get you one of the washboard chess plates.
Yo,
rub your nails.
Wait, we can make
it.
A little man. Yes.
Oh, I think you could mess with a bagpipe.
That is great. Molly would love that. Yeah. Shout out with Scottish people or whatever.
Scottish people everywhere.
Give me my Celt. My haggis.
Okay, you gonna play yourself?
Yes. So my album this week that I picked is The Family Jewels by Marina. And the first song I'm playing is my favorite on the album, Mowgli's Road. My next song I am playing is also from that album. It is Are You Satisfied?
I was pulling out my hair the day I cut the deal. Chemically calm, was I meant to feel happy that my life was just about?